the streets got to eat.
The streets has to eat.
Because the cream always rises to the top.
The cream always rises to the top. Today, I want to talk to you about how to find those distressed deals. 142 calories, 1.20 mile. Let's talk about this. All right, guys, what's going on? Anyway, we got to talk, okay? I saw a question that came on online, and it was about finding distressed deals, and it's just so coincidental I was watching a video called The Everyday Struggle. All right, it's beautiful out here, right? I'm still in LaGrange, Georgia. So I was watching a video called Everyday Struggle. Today's Everyday Struggle. So they do like a daily video show. And, it's PDD hip-hop, PDD talking, and essentially just rambling about how everything is sounding the same in music, you know. But what does that have to do with finding distressed deals, you know? It's very important that I share this concept with you and this analogy. It has everything to do with it, okay? On today's edition here, as usual, I want to talk to you about what is the problem, the traditional way of fixing the problem. I'm going to also give you the new school way of fixing the problem. And yes, everything is always about the new school, okay? Yeah, it's very important that we pay attention to that, because things change and things evolve, and if you don't pay attention to that, that's absolutely your fault. You will suffer when you don't, if you deny reality, right? You will suffer, okay? The only source of suffering, not the only, but a lot of source of suffering, majority of the source of people suffering is not facing reality, okay? And that's a big issue across board, you know. But sometimes not facing reality is simply coming from completely lack of knowledge. So it's not like somebody wake up and say, hey, I'm not going to face reality. So when it comes to not finding distressed deals, chances are you're trying to jump through a lot of hoops. You've heard the success stories, testimonials, and you feel like you deserve to, you know, to be getting that as fast as possible. Everybody's talking about virtual assistant. You're thinking virtual assistant right now without closing your first deal. Everybody's talking about that simple machine that just spits out $10,000, but you're not coming back to your basics and say, no, there's no $10,000 that spit out of a machine unless you actually build some equity, okay? Some kind of business equity, you know, people knowing you, you putting out so much value and things like that, you know. So today, I want to talk to you about how to find distressed deals. The traditional ways of doing it still work. It may not just be efficient, okay? So knocking on doors, putting door hangers, and driving for dollars is a complete bunch of nonsense in the sense of efficiency. It will work if you do it long enough. The question is that in this time and age, do you have that kind of patience? Because most people don't. Do you have that kind of patience to take? You know, everybody wants everything to be faster, easier, simpler. You know, everybody wants that. And it's not just you that want that. Your brain wants that. Your brain will shut down if it's not faster, easier, and smoother, and, you know, like everything just easier, you know, simpler, right? So in the beginning of this video, I talked about the streets need to eat, right? Which is a phrase I picked up from today's Everyday Struggle. And also, even though the street needs to eat, meaning everybody is going to see, yeah, success story, this is what it did, I'm going to do it. Everybody needs to, the street needs to eat. So I get that. But the cream will always rise to the top. And that's what I want you to pay attention to. And there's always the cream that will always rise to the top. And you want to make sure you fall in that category where you're paying extra attention more than an average person. Okay? And you say, listen, there's got to be more to this. I cannot just start acting like everybody else. So there's a balance between, you know, being trendy and being straight out just in the mix for no reason, like nobody's paying attention to you. You're not really catching that attention because you're just like everybody else. You look like, if you look in this tree right now, in this forest behind me, they kind of all look alike except this one with the green leaf right behind me, right? Kind of stands out. So if you're looking for something that stands out, you notice that right there. But everything else kind of like blends in easily. I'm almost blending in with the trees, right? So the cream always rises to the top, man. I want to give you today, I want to give you the solution to making your cream rise to the top when it comes to finding distressed deals for your real estate wholesale, or honestly in any business. You know, you're always looking for deals, and how do you stand out to find the best deals? So let's talk about the traditional ways of always that is always been done. All right, so the traditional way that this was done was you market, direct response marketing, email, it's not emailing, but direct mailing, like sending letters to public list of people that are divorcing, people in pre-foreclosures, and people that are that owe taxes on their houses. And what are these people? So distressed deals, typically by professionals extract them from distressed situations. Distressed situation, people going through stuff that they don't have really any other choice than to simply get rid of the property, right? So if somebody is in pre-foreclosure, they're late 6 months on their mortgage, now the bank is chasing after them, they are more motivated. And the key thing there is motivation, okay? So there are some concepts that doesn't change with time, and one of them is motivation. You gotta be motivated, okay? Motivation starts from, it could be something, it could be voluntary or involuntary, okay? Voluntary says, I want to sell my house. For sale by owners, expired listings falls in the category of voluntary because they are pretty much saying they want to sell their house. Does that make sense? They want to sell their house. They've raised up their hand and said, yes, I got a house to sell. So you calling them and saying, hey, you have a house listed for sale, and then you put in some negotiation skills to work, it's a great way to find some good deals. So they're voluntary. Involuntary is, I don't have a choice. I don't want to sell this house. As a matter of fact, a lot of them are in denial. So, but you're coming to the table with a solution to an existing problem. They have a problem now. They're facing divorce. They can't afford the house any longer. They inherited a house that they don't want, right? Probate are still a good source of leads, you know, to put into your funnel and give them a call or send them a letter. But the one thing I want you to pay attention to in all of that, okay, like again, the thing that's common to all of them is motivation. And motivation is not something you detect up front. A lot of time, you got to get on the phone with somebody or they get on the phone with you. However way you set up your marketing, you will figure out if they're motivated or not within 2 minutes, okay? For me, within 2 minutes, I have to detect some kind of motivation before I continue with the conversation. If I don't detect motivation in 2 minutes of the conversation, I'm getting off the call. And yeah, some people can rightfully, arguably, debatably say, you could say a couple of things to get them motivated. But again, I like to deal in volume of traffic, because it gives me choices. And one of the things you want to apply in your business in general as you move forward is make sure you always have options. You have choices, because if you don't have choices and options, it puts you in a desperate place. And being desperate is not attractive. And your client or your prospect, your potential client, can detect that. And nobody wants to work with people that are desperate, okay? It's just creepy and it feels weird and, you know, I'm not comfortable, you know. Can you get away from me kind of situation, right? So you always want to have options. Get on the phone, be straightforward. Yes, use some negotiation skills. Part of your negotiation skills is having options. I want you to note that down. Being able to create options, being able to create volume of traffic into your business, like people calling you, inbound calls and outbound calls, like having those choices is part of your negotiation skills, because it helps you in how you show up to the marketplace and how you show up with your solution to help them. All right, so does that make sense? So the source of these distressed deals is distressed situation, distressed properties, and motivated sellers. both voluntary and involuntary. So it's very simple. Traditionally, you grab this list from an online source website like foreclosures.com, realtytrack.com, right? There's a lot, just type in foreclosure list online. There's a lot of them that pop up. You grab that list and you send a letter to them asking them to call you because you can help them solve a problem or because you're interested in buying their property. It should be that simple. Any other kind of gimmicks may work, may help you, but ultimately most people are not even taking any action, much less thinking about the gimmicky thing to sell to get people to call you. What I can tell you right now, however, is that direct mail is it's pricey, okay? It's very expensive, and if you don't know what you're doing, especially with your marketing budget, knowing your limits when it comes to time and money, knowing to find the balance between time and money, and which one of those, including your energy, you should invest in, then you're going to miss the point. And that takes me to the new school way of doing these things. Let's talk about the new school. So the new school way of doing these things is this, okay? There's a word I'm looking for when it comes to direct mail and traditional marketing, okay? It's overpriced, okay? It's overpriced. Why? Because there's internet, okay? There's something we call the internet. And the one thing that's still underpriced is the phone. You see, anytime people shy away from something, it becomes underpriced. And you and I should simply learn the skills of using the phone, okay? Use the internet to attract eyeballs. Use the internet to collect leads, and like I said, foreclosure lists is available for under $150. Everything you need for $150 per month, and that could be. And you using that in conjunction with your phone can help you really build a solid business, because with that you can apply some consistency. So a lot of time, you know, remember I mentioned earlier that the cream rises to the top. The cream that rises to the top are people willing to do what everyone else is not willing to do. Everyone is talking about that automated thing that just spits out $30,000, right? And you understand the basics, right? You understand the basics of how to build this business, right? So if you understand that, then you will rise to the top, okay? Because most people, again, are looking for the quicker and the faster and the easier way of doing things. But you took the time to say, no, this is the basics. I got to get people calling me, or I got to call people that are motivated, distressed homeowners, right? But you got to apply leverage, okay? Because time is not on your side. However, sometimes if all you got is time, then you got to leverage that. Sometimes people think they have money, but if your money has an ultimatum to it, then you don't have money, okay? But if you have some kind of indefinite marketing budget, let's say like $1,000 a month, $3,000 a month, then you can say you have money. But the key thing is having it every month without any ultimatum, because if you have ultimatum on it, time is going to run out, other money is going to run out, right? Either way, you're going to fail. And that's not what we want. That's not the goal here, right? So again, the new school way, okay, is number one, understand the basics, the timeless basics of how this works. You're still dealing with motivated sellers only. And the only way to find motivated sellers is to dig through the rough to find the diamonds. In other words, focus on distressed homeowners, okay? Find those lists. And today, one way you can do that is you can find those lists. If you find their phone number, there are services out there to find their phone number, and you can upload that into Facebook, and Facebook will go out and pull out their profile and create an audience list. And you can now advertise to that audience list for, for less than $5 a day. For $5 a day, okay? $5 a day or more, depending on what your marketing budget is. And that's one new school way to do it. Another way to do it, yes, you can still do some direct mail, but your direct mail needs to bring people to a website so you can collect the cookies on their website browsers, can build an audience for you where you can remarket to them. The problem with direct mail and the old school ways of marketing is because there's no ways to follow up if that person decides not to call you right away. You have to kind of spend money over and over to get their attention, right? But with building an audience online, the amount you have to spend on people that are responding reduces dramatically, and that's the key here. So The artificial intelligence all over the place is tremendous, and you can do so many more with it. And but also that can create the reason for your paralysis, because too much information can, you know, too much analysis can paralyze you. But you can't take your eyes off of the fact that things are changing, and you have to pay attention to that. And that's where online traffic comes in. So you have to master how to market on the internet. Okay, yes, you have the list, you have the phone numbers. You're gonna call people if all you have is time, but eventually you're not gonna have enough time. And then the only choice you have will be to leverage the internet, and that's what we cover here at My Empire Pro. And if you want more details about that, all you have to do is just go into my book. MyEmpirePro.com is where you can find it. Download the book, it's absolutely free, okay? And then you can read the concept there. Exposure is everything, okay? That's always going to be a fact. Exposure is everything, but eventually you want to also set yourself up in a way that the cream will rise to the top, because that's always going to be the winner, because eventually the market is always flooded. Marketers always destroy things, because we come in and, you know, we destroy the strategy, because everybody's trying to market the same way, just like the rappers are all trying to sound the same way, just like, you know, anything in life. It's always been that way. The concept has always been the way, and you don't want to be that old guy sounding like an old guy, like P. Diddy, right? You don't want to be that. You want to be up to speed, and the way you do that is understand the basics, understand that technology is real, and that affects your bottom line, and that affects the pricing of your marketing. Your pricing of your marketing is a cost that affects your bottom line, that affects your profit, and that can take you out of business unknowingly, slowly, a slow death if you don't know what you're doing. And that's what this video is about, okay? The streets gotta eat, but the cream always rises to the top. Learn the new school way of attracting all the distressed deals you need using a combination, a hybrid of, yes, the basics, which is the phone, okay, the list, right? But also online marketing, internet marketing. Everybody's on the internet. You're watching me on the internet right now. And like I said, a major source of suffering is not facing reality, okay? And don't be one of those. So again, download the book, MyEmpirePro.com. Hopefully, you've been enlightened and educated. Click like, share, and comment below if you have any comment. I'll see you on the next one, and peace.